so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 6th of October, 2009, and the time's approximately 20 past 11. Can you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
Okay, my name's Anne, I'm 30, from Australia, Sydney, Australia, and I've just been sort of dragged into this, so feeling a bit nervous.
What were you doing in Trafalgar Square?
One of my friends has actually come from Sydney to visit, and she hasn't really seen much of London, so this was the first place I chose to show her, yeah.
And what is it you're up to here in London?
I came here originally for 6 months. I was meant to just come for a holiday, and 3.5 years later I'm still here. So, I'm working as a primary school teacher, travelling when I can type thing. I love it, but the time's sort of come to go home as well, so, yeah.
So what do you think you'll be doing then over the next kind of short period of time?
Well, I'm just trying to fit in everything that I haven't done, so like travelling around, you know, parts of Europe that I always sort of put off, and doing all the stuff in London that you're meant to do and you haven't done, and yeah, I'm getting really nervous about it actually. It's not a good time to talk about. because I'm meant to be going home in like 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, so yeah.
Can you, for the record, to kind of tell us what kind of stuff you've been up to then over the last few years, as well as working, what have you been in London and Europe?
Well, just travelling whenever I can, really. I never really had an interest in travelling until I came here. And I'd never really done anything on my own, really. Like, you know, I wouldn't even sort of sit in like a food court and eat by myself type thing, you know. So I came to London on my own, which was a bit weird. I sort of was just talking about it at first. I didn't really believe what I was saying until I got to the airport and was like, oh god, like this is real, I'm going. And so that was kind of an achievement for me, I guess, really. And so just traveling, meeting new people, and yeah.
And what would you say then the best bits have been so far?
In best bits, I mean in London?
The whole experience, I guess, of being across Europe.
Well, from being home, because like I'm always like, oh, I'm going to go home in six months. You feel like you can do anything and consequences don't really exist. So it's not your real life. So if you don't like work, you don't go. And if you don't like something, you don't do it. But then there's so many new things to do and to see as well. So I think that's why I'm getting up there. I don't know. Yeah.
So how is it then you're feeling with regard to going up on the plinth?
Absolutely nervous, because to be honest, I only sort of said yes, yeah, sure, of course, I'll do that. Off I go, like to get away from somebody that was around the area at the time. So not good.
what have you heard about the project? What thoughts and comments have you got on what you have heard?
Well, I think lots of people use it to make a point to protest, and you know, if you go up there with a bit more of a purpose, it's brilliant. So if you're gonna go out there with a message. And I think one of my friends had a swing dancing teacher that did a, I don't know, what could you call it, sort of led a dance class or something from up there. And, you know, it's been broadcast in Sydney and everything, so I know it's quite sort of out there and popular, but it would be nicer to go up there with, you know, something more in mind than being dragged up there, really.
So do you know what you're going to do then for the duration of the hour? What have you got in mind?
I have no idea. I've been told to play hangman and that I can just sit on my mobile phone, which is okay, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I can decide when I get up there, can't I?
So going back to you then, let's talk a little bit more about you. Can you let us know then what kind of stuff you got up to in Australia then before you came across?
In Australia.
What was it that inspired you to come across?
Do I really have to tell that story? No, it's a long story. It was just, I guess, I needed a change. I think lots of people, and when I go back home, I find it frustrating too, when I go back home for holidays, that people are still complaining about the same things they were 3 years ago and not really making a change. So I guess that was it was a way of making a change, and it felt like it was going to make things better. Yeah.
So how would you say then you've changed over the last 3 years, having been away?
Probably less materialistic than I used to be, like after sleeping on lounge room floors and, you know, going to countries like Africa where you see that actually materials aren't so important. I think that's probably, you know, just having an interest in travel, I guess, yeah.
And what do you envisage then that your return to be like?
I'm worried about going home, actually, because, again, like Sydney's going to seem a bit like a one-horse town compared to London. I mean, you can go out any night of the week in London and there's something happening, there's something new and there's people around, and Sydney doesn't really offer that, you know, and there's lots going on in the way of arts and things in London, whereas Sydney doesn't really offer that, I don't think.
So what kind of that?
A bit scared to go back, a bit, like, because I've made friends here that aren't just friends, they've been like family, because they've had to be, you know, for the last 3 years, and I'm not looking forward to saying goodbye to them, so, yeah.
What would you say then are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
It's a bit deep. That's a hard one. What do you mean, like, what will I... Yeah, it's a hard one. Well, friends, I guess, family, and being able to have, like, independence and not feeling like you're held back by anything, and not sort of having any responsibility that weighs me down. It's all stuff that I've chosen to take on, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So what plans, hopes do you have for the future?
When I go back home, also just to keep myself entertained, I want to go home to study sociology and then hopefully come back here and make documentaries, like some of those sort of more reality documentaries. And even just to maybe get involved in like research side of things. And then sort of get a nice house near the beach where you can walk to like cafe strips and have lots of sunshine.
And what kind of aspects, when you say you want to make documentaries, you know, what would you like to kind of focus on?
Just like, you know, the lots of the real life documentaries that are going on at the moment, they don't necessarily ever really teach you anything that you don't already know. But at the same time, they're just interesting to look into people's lives. You know, just the little things that you might sit back and wonder about how people relate and how people act and... yeah, just looking at different groups of people and, yeah, how they sort of relate and fit into society. Even, you know, looking at different individual stories of homeless people and things like that.
Mm. How about the space, Trafalgar Square in central London? What does that kind of mean to you? What are your comments on this place?
Right, this is going to sound really stupid now, but I have an absolute phobia of feathers. And with the amount of pigeons that are here, I don't spend much time here during the day at all. But I think it's very London, isn't it? Like, it's got the... it's just sort of got that image. And when people think London, that's one of the places they think of. So I prefer it at night where I don't see as many of those pigeons.
And what kind of stuff have you got up to then when you've been kind of stationed in London rather than travelling around? What kind of stuff keeps you occupied?
Well, it just becomes your life, doesn't it? So you're not doing all the touristy fun stuff all the time. But just, you know, spending time with friends. I love going to different art exhibitions that are on. And that's what I love about London, just, you know, the little quirky, unique things that are going on. That's what I go out looking for, and probably eat out and drink out too much as well. Yeah.
So, how does it feel to be one of 2,400 people that get to experience to be part of this?
Like, I seriously don't know why I'm doing this. Like, I have no idea why I'm doing this at all, and I don't really know what I'm going to do up there. So, I feel really nervous about it now. At first, it's like, okay, yeah, kind of. But now I'm actually really nervous about it. Yeah.
So is there anything you'd like to say for posterity for the archive?
Not really. I'm just being dragged into this and I don't know what. I think I'm only even half thinking about it because I know I'm moving out of here. Otherwise I wouldn't get up there at all. Feeling really nervous about it.
What kind of... Do you think you're going to take away anything positive from the experience?
Well, I hope so, because it scares me, I think I will. And that's, you know, if you do anything that scares you, you usually take something away from it, even if it is a while down the track, which is why I came here, really, because it's a London in the first place, because it scared me to come here. And I guess now it scares me to go home. So hopefully later on I will take something from it, but that will come. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.